Welcome to the Green Lines Ministry Marketing Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. This podcast is produced to give marketing insights to help increase revenue and sales for Christian products, services, and ministries. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green.
All right, I want to explain that to you. Let's just call it what it is, the value of premiums. We use a lot of premiums here. We don't do them right, and we haven't done them right, but I haven't had time to deal with it. We give them out. They're okay, but when you see what you can do with a premium, what's available, I just think you're going to get better. And I can't throw every bucket of water out of here. We would have nothing going on. So I thought it was about time to give you a little bit of evidence on what we could do. The first strategy I'm going to teach you is a front door strategy. The front door strategy of a premium. At the front door, I tell you right up front in the copy, buy this, get this. There's no time. If you do this, you'll get this. Most of your writing is front door, almost all of it. If you do this, right next to the right of it is what else you get. So that would be front door, very obvious, out front, it's here, no build up, boom, boom, you got it. It's free for a time limit. It would be the second strategy I use. Free for a time limit, a true time limit. I remember I was traveling once and I had one of those emails, and you get back to it, you read it, you want it. And I called her and said, hey, I was traveling, I was out of town, I couldn't get to order it. And they said, too bad, it's over. And I said, please take me off your marketing list because y'all ain't marketing. You know, if you're rule-based, you got a customer here that you've lost for life, who's check out my records, my RTF file, check that out, see how that looks for you. You lost me. And this was some assistant answering the phone doing what she's been told to do. And it was I won't tell you the guy because you might know. He's a marketer. It wouldn't matter. But it was the kind of thing that, yeah, that's what you do in marketing. But you tell your front desk, I don't care who calls in, when they call, take the order. But when I wrote the email, they wrote back and said, sorry, that's our company policy. Have a nice life. I haven't bought another thing. They're not marketers. They don't get it. Because, yes, I want you to buy it within 15 days. This offer's over. And then you enforce it. What it does is it stops everybody from, you know, the 15 days rep. If somebody calls and said, I got a hard luck story, will you please sell it to me? Okay, just this once. We'll break our rules. It is meant to speed things up. It's meant to get people moving. Scarcity is the law of scarcity. By the way, that's in another book that I almost referenced to you. It's called The Power of Influence is the name of the book by Cialdini, C-I-A-L-D-I-N-I, Robert Cialdini. He is an amazing dude. This book, every one of my students, I mean every student I've ever taught in college has read Cialdini. He is amazing, the power of influence. It is such a, someday, read about the power of influence as a marketer, why car salespeople say the things they do, why we write what we write, we didn't even know where we got it from. We've been consuming it, and so you write like that. This is another book for your library someday. If you need help, see me. So the time limit is really important. The other one is I just simply will go this way, left and right, a free gift for you. This is my third strategy, a free gift for you. And I can come early or come late with a gift. I can make it in the top of the offer, top of the writing or at the bottom. It doesn't really matter. But I use that intentional language, a free gift for you. It's not buy this, get this free. If you buy this, I have a free gift for you. But you have to buy by May 1. I can use them in combination or not in combination. You've got to decide if you want a sense of urgency, scarcity, because if you use that offer again next month, they're going to go, man, Anna Boo Boo, just kidding. Because I saw last month you said I only had 2 weeks to get it. And here you are back with it again. So it's like the McRib. It has to disappear for it to be of any value so that when it comes back for its run, the meter on sales just goes crazy. And then the longer it's there, you can just see the sales drop off on it. And when sales get to a number and they know what that number is, they pull it. They don't tell the stores ahead of time when it's pulling. Because as soon as it declines below their level, what they would get from a burger or a triple cheese or whatever, then they pull the McRib. And it's science, pure science. They got data on it. They run their database reports. They know when it declines to here, it's done. It's on its way back down. So they'll sell down to a point and then bring in a new sandwich or bring in whatever was taken off the menu. All right, special reports. I almost always would lead with a special report. If I'm gonna have a special report, I'm gonna lead with it. It's not gonna be, and I'll include this special report. I'm going to lead with it. I'm going to tell you right off the bat. I've got something for you you won't believe. I want you to read this report. When you read it, you're going to want more. Or, you know, I'll write it in a copywriting kind of way. It's the special report I lead with because it's so special. There's so much benefit to it. There's so much going on that you're going to want it.
Is that the same like with an e-book or with the white paper, like the same thing?
Usually when it says e-book, white paper, get a position paper, you have 10 things you need to know, those are almost always premiums. They're add-ons down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. When I lead with a special report, it is identifying a need. It's almost always going to call out a need you've got. A special report for people who ship more than 7 boxes a week with the FedEx logo down at the bottom. I like to write headlines like that that call out my target market. If you buy more than 20 pair of high heels in a month, this report is for you. Well, that's calling out high heel buyers. I mean, they're going to flock to that headline. They're going to read it. Why? I do. I buy a lot of my own. I didn't count last month. It might have been over 30, but I qualify. I'm a heavy user of high heels. But I've got a lot of heels going on. Because of that, I can call you out. If you have a unique benefit, if there's something that you're unique, if you're a worship leader, read this. Well, who's going to read it?
Worship leaders.
And?
Aspiring worship
leaders. Yes, wannabes. And?
People.
You bet. Anyone in church leadership. Because they're still trying to understand their worship leader. They're still trying to figure them out.
It's a struggle.
It's ongoing. You know, if you wrote a manual like that, how to understand and work with your worship leader, and you put it on Ministry Today, it'd sell like crazy.
That's a story right there.
That's a story. It should be a book. $9.95 today only. There's your premium. But who can write it? A worship leader can't even write it because they can't tell you. But you can write the report and sell a lot of books if you can figure it out. There's a need there. So, I want to say to you that any sale of a premium, and listen to me, this is worth coming to hear this, if you can understand it at a deeper level. Any premium sale is a mini sales letter. Mm-hmm. If you're going to promote a premium to me, you got to write a letter. The same content development that you put into selling the thing, selling the seminar, you better put that into selling the special report. Green wrote 10 things about this. You better write a lot of copy, benefits, the stuff about what you're going to get, how this report will change your life. You'll just read this. You'll never be the same. And then it comes free for people who do this. Or buy this, get this. Buy 2 of those, get 4 of these. Whatever it is that you're adding on. If you're going to add on 3 or 4 premiums, every premium's got to be written about as though it was a standalone. That's what you've got to take away from today. Most people don't do that. They just write it down. It was there. That's why copywriting can get long. A real good copywriter will write a lot of words about everything that's in the offer. So it makes the deal long. And so what I do with the kind of pages that we've got is I'll put a click-through page, a splash page for everything. Click here to find out more about this free report. Go to that page, give them... free report. Here's everything that's in it. Wow, I'm getting that free? That'll do the deal most of the time, a lot, because if they're reading that thing, you got them. They're reading. They're interested. And then they go back, and I get that too, and I get that. And when they go click on that, they go to that page and get all that. You see what I'm saying? Every single thing you offer as an add-on, please get to that place. We can't do all this stuff overnight. We can't do everything I teach overnight, but we can start making progress. And with every step of progression, it's got to go through the right theory box. And the theory box is, I don't want it free if it's not of any value. So what have you got to do? Build trust and add value. Build trust, add value. Add value, build trust. So we're going to add value by telling you all the things that you didn't know about this and then this. And everywhere you go, you're just like, man, there's so much there. Our site is really good right now. When you go there, there's a lot there. There's a whole lot there. But there could be a whole lot more there. Because if I offer you this, or if we talk about the this, you want to know more about this, click here, go there. Or sign up here and get a free download. Green will send you his top 10 reading books before you want to come to seminar. You want to do a whole lot of reading before you come, click here. And then we should have all 10 of our books linking into Amazon and get our 4% from Amazon. Why wouldn't I have affiliate relationship with Amazon if I'm going to send people to them? Just saying. I hate pop-ups. I'll just tell you that. But they work. When I'm selling information to higher, upper demographic people, don't use the pop-ups. If you're impulse buying, you want to add a candy bar, you want to add some significant jewelry to go along with your heels, pop it. But listen to me. If it pops up, it's interruptive media. What have I been teaching you? Pull. That's push. Interruptive media is old school. It's, we now interrupt this program to sell you high heels. You know, and here comes the girl in high heels and six guys are following after her. That's old school. It's effective in its place. But if you want to sell to a heady, even my young millennials, millennials do not want push. They don't respond to it. They don't like it. If it's there and I can download it, yeah, baby, I'll get that. And I'll go get it on my time. I know it's there. Now I know where it is. And that's the biggest compliment you can pay. You can find out if you're bookmarked. That's in the data. You know when there's a bookmark. Go to that bookmark and pull it down. All you've got to do is think about whether or not there's value to what you're adding. If there's not value to what you're adding, don't add it. There's got to be value. Can you sell the value? If you can't write a sales letter, a mini sales letter, it's probably not worth adding the value because they don't see the value either. And the very, very best sales marketing tools that I've ever seen, they'll write a volume about what else you're getting. They'll work as hard on that piece as they will on the first piece, on the original letter. Does that help? Mm-hmm. That's a great big takeaway for this entire month, really. Let's see what the three things that you've always got to do when you're writing this kind of letter. Make sure you make a promise, you give proof, and you close with benefits. Make a promise, give proof, offer a benefit. When all else fails in marketing, offer a benefit. But, that's what I was going to do, the types of benefits. In the segments, the segmentation, you've got demographics, psychographics, lifestyle benefits. And then you got one more. It's called benefit segmentation. You can segment your audience on the basis of what benefit they want when they buy your product. Just as you can write down all different kind of benefits, different people, different targets want different benefits. I want the Advil because it works fast. I want it because it won't hurt my liver. I want it because doctors recommend it. You know, there's a benefit for everybody.
So you
find it.
Same product.
Benefit segment, when you hear that language, think what? What are you supposed to think if you hear benefit segmentation? People who want that benefit. I know it's so simple, but you gotta be able to think it. It's gotta faster, quicker, better, reference group, I'm cool when I do it, I wanna be cool. Where are we getting? We're getting closer to the third level? We're getting deeper in the brain? So we finish full circle. That's where we wanna finish. That's where we wanna know that we can get there because we understand it. We can work on it, keep trying to understand. And that's why you do research. That's also why you pray in the Holy Spirit to show you. What is it? It happens to me, guys, I can't tell you how often in my career. I just pray, I don't see it, I don't get it, show me. And I get it. He goes deep. You can pray this way. What a way to close. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Ministry Marketing Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's marketing blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.